Hi, I'm Bran, and I love Hallmark Christmas movies. Hashtag.
I'm Brian.
Did someone throw something at you?
He had a duck. He threw a hashtag at me.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh, are you going to catch it?
Let's see here. I'm Brian, and I like Hallmark Christmas movies. Hashtag.
I'm Dan, and I hashtag despise Hallmark Christmas movies, and this is the
Deck the Hallmark Podcast. Deck the Hallmark, it's his podcast. Brandon and friends host his podcast. We hope you like this jolly podcast.
Oh my gosh, what a good week it's been, and what a good week it'll continue to be, am I right, boys?
You are. Yeah,
what a marathon this is, Brandon. We're here at Friday already.
Can I tell you this? I tell you this much? I'm having an absolute blast.
How's the second day in December treating you?
Yeah, so far so good.
It just hit you, you know?
It's good to be here.
You know what?
Have you gone down to the ice skating rink?
That
Greenville.
Today's a big day because it's double feature Deck the Hallmark
double
day.
Double feature
Two deck episodes, the one day, because you got to fit them all in somehow.
Have we announced what tomorrow is for Deck the Hallmark, December 3rd?
What do you mean?
What we're going to be doing.
What are we going to be doing?
In our hometown.
No, ooh, we haven't.
Do you want to break that now, or do you want to break it earlier in the week?
Well, I imagine.
Should probably just remind people now.
Well, we've definitely posted about it on social media, but I don't know if we've talked about it this week. I can't remember. It's all judging the Greenville Christmas parade.
I'm calling us Grand Marshals.
We're Grand Marshals, and fingers crossed, we're going to be live streaming the whole thing, commentating it. You thought that the Macy's Thanksgiving parade was good.
Yeah.
Wait until you see us bringing the hard hitting commentary. What's the car dealership guy? Gilstrap. Wait until you see the Gilstrap float and what we say about that.
Oh man, we're gonna have so many thoughts.
It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Ever wanted to watch a live stream of a local small town Christmas parade, we've been asked to do that. We're gonna do it.
Hashtag dreams come true.
Hashtag dreams do come true. That's exactly right.
They asked us to do it last year. We had to go to the old Kelly Clarkson, so we're making up.
And we're also on Good Morning America tomorrow.
No, Good Morning America. That's December. Oh, we might be. Maybe there's a maybe for that. Let's go a hard maybe.
Know, find out
Saturday
tomorrow.
Morning. Tune in Saturday morning between 8 and 9 tomorrow morning, and see what happens.
Tomorrow's gonna be a big day. Is what we're saying. Potentially Good Morning America and potentially live streaming a Christmas parade, assuming the tech works out.
Yep.
Very exciting.
Yeah. When's that Avatar coming out?
When's that Avatar?
Sequel.
Avatar comes out later
this
month.
It's a water boy.
Yeah, it's a water boy.
It's a water boy.
It's Avatar underwater.
Second one, and they're underwater.
Yes.
Come on, man. You can't get excited about a water boy.
I actually have not seen Avatar all the way through.
You've not seen the greatest movie of all time?
I have. Same. I've tried multiple times and have fallen asleep multiple times.
Avatar, huh? No. Sounds like you like it, right?
Terrible. Yeah, oh, big know. Big Avatar fan.
It's they're long. Blue. It's long, right?
I've heard that much.
Yeah. It's long, right?
Oh yeah.
That's what's the thing? What's the thing about them? They touch with tails. Is
horns?
That
horns? I don't know. I think maybe tails.
Wasn't there? I don't think it's horns.
You're a big fan,
but that's like that was the whole thing. Is they? That's how they love each other. Is through tails.
Heads or tails. Right?
One or the other.
Flip a coin, right?
Flip a coin.
Avatar 2, underwater is what you're saying.
They're underwater for the whole movie.
My wife is a huge Avatar fan.
Oh, yeah?
I thought you were going to say underwater fan.
Rick, you can go away. I'm actually done talking to you. I try to not talk to you about my wife whenever possible because I don't want to punch you. But my wife's a huge Avatar fan, and it comes
How have you never seen it, and she's a huge fan?
I know. She keeps telling me to watch it. We tried to watch it like this year, and I fell asleep again. So
here's the thing about Avatar is I'm not a huge fan of the movie, but when I saw it in 3D in the theater, it was a mesmerizing. Like the first 40 minutes, I just was like, I feel like I was a kid. Like I was just like, almost like it's stuff.
So this
all
one's coming
you.
Out in 3D too. Do we need to see it in 3D?
Yeah. Oh, well, I definitely will.
Like, I hate 3D though.
Yeah. And then you then
gives me a headache. And it's like 2+ hours
watching Avatar on a small screen and enjoying it.
Okay.
I think it has to be seen on a big screen.
So Avatar 2 though comes out the weekend of our anniversary, and so I'm like,
you gotta go.
I gotta tell you.
And if you go, you better go in 3D.
Yeah.
You think so?
Dude, it was
my wife also doesn't like 3D, but well, I'll need to ask.
I just don't imagine. I mean,
I'll do whatever she wants without to without the 3D. It, comes
it is a very standard movie.
Except watch it
with the 3D. It like the plot isn't any better, but it's mesmerizing.
Is that James Cameron?
Yeah, it's a James Cameron. It's a
James Cameron. He's a Titanic guy.
Yeah, he doesn't make many.
So
movies.
He only makes long, really, yeah. really long movies.
Terminator 2: Judgment Day.
Sure, he got thrown into that one.
Yeah, he got that. He did Aliens, the sequel okay. to Alien. He did yeah. that one.
What else?
He did a movie called True Lies. Mm-hmm. And then he did Avatar and Titanic.
He did
and
this Carlisle one. On Running.
He did Carlisle on Running.
Yes. It's a documentary.
It's Friday already, huh?
It's wow, a documentary. Shut it. It's a documentary following a guy named Carlisle
yep.
who talks about running.
He's talking about running.
It's Carlisle like on
a,
Running.
Like a campaign?
He interviews people, et cetera.
Yeah. And you have a clip.
Yes.
Great.
Carlisle on Running, the documentary with Carlisle Graves.
Some people ask me when I see a runner if I stop to think, are they running? And I don't. That's not what running's about.
What's it about?
It's poetry in motion.
What's the poem say?
It's a frost poem.
What is it?
Sometimes it's cold.
Tell me more.
Sometimes it's hot.
Tell me why.
Sometimes it's just right.
Carlisle on Running with Carlisle Graves.
Carlisle Graves?
Yeah.
Cameron just struck it out of the, out of the park on that
James
one.
Any word is a different James just, Cameron.
I thought it might be. Thought it might be. Dude's directed like, I think he directed The Abyss. I think he's only directed like a handful of movies because it takes him forever to make a movie.
Yeah. The Monkey Boys?
The Monkey Boys.
Can I cover that too?
No, you do not.
The Monkey Boys with Carlisle Graves.
Sometimes when I see the Monkey Boys, I'm like, are they running?
What do they do?
Or are they not running?
How do they get there?
And I say, that's not for me to see.
What?
It's not for you to find out.
The Monkey Boys with Carlisle Graves.
Different James Cameron.
I think it's likely he only does stuff with Carlisle Graves.
Trace is 0 for 2 here.
Right. Carlisle Graves.
Hashtag Xmas, everybody. Mm-hmm. Hashtag Xmas. Let's talk about this one, shall we? Let's break it down. Hashtag Xmas. When did that originally air?
November 23rd.
Was that 25th? The 25th?
Yes.
November 25th, 2022, and it went a little something like this. Jen is like an interior designer thing. She runs a company with her sister. She's where they have like a store of decorations. She's also decorating like businesses for Christmas. Her photographer best friend, Max, takes pictures of her work and is also clearly very into her. Jen finds out about this big design company hosted by The Hooga family.
The Hooga family. Their last name's not Hooga.
Hooga.
I don't think so.
No?
No, that's just Hooga is a Danish term for cozy. They explain it in the movie.
Hooga like, at
hi,
home.
I'm Dan, and this is Barbara Hooga.
Okay. Yeah.
Should be.
Don't you dare.
We're
don't,
Dan and Barbara
Hooga. Don't you dare talk bad about Barbara Hooga.
Barbara Hooga runs the Hooga Lounge down the
street. I know
that.
I know that about her. She's great.
She's awesome. Sometimes we have parties here where you guys travel.
What?
All in the middle, though. It's in the middle. We don't touch the corners.
What's wrong with the corners?
Well, you want all that hookah
test the sound.
Vape to really be, yeah, okay, circulate.
I played a gig at a hookah bar once.
How'd that go?
Amazing. It smelled so good. It was awesome. One of my favorite gigs. So they're like the equivalent of like Chip and Joanna Gaines. Like they have a whole lifestyle. They have a magazine, etc. She isn't a fan. Jen is not a fan of being on camera. She's hesitant to make a video for this contest. They need to come up with some sort of like real good angle to get the attention. And so she decides that her and Max should act like they're married for the video, and they'll use their sister's baby as theirs. Okay. The video takes off, though, and they are picked as one of the 20 finalists. Jen starts to feel guilty about the fact that they lied in the video. Her mom sees the video online and is like, what? She got married? She had a baby? How long have I been gone? They make another video. They get picked to be in the top 10. The mom shows up and is like, hello, what's going on here? They explain to her and she's like, well, let me be in a video then. So they let her be in a video and they make it into the top three. Mom commented on the video and said, hey, Huga. Barbara Huga should come and make wreaths with them. And they see it and they're like, okay, cool. We're going to go visit the top three finalists. Turns out the Hugas aren't a happy couple. I already had it in my notes that their last name was Huga.
So just go with it.
How did you miss that?
There's no way out.
I missed it.
They literally take time out of their busy, busy
yeah,
day.
Yeah, I assumed they were explaining the meaning behind their last name. It means cozy.
All right. How are the Hugas? Well,
they're not a happy couple. That they portray on social media. They're kind of grumpy and whatnot. They show up at Jen's mom's house and they're acting like this is it's like a really impressive house, and it's all for show. It's all made up, but they're like seeing it, they're impressed, and then the baby starts acting up and Jen's like, oh, I guess she's tired maybe even. So the sister's like, hey, we gotta go. And then Jen's like, oh, I gotta lay the baby down. Passes the baby through a window. It's all going down great. They're gonna be staying with them for 4 days, so they really have to commit to the bit. And Max is loving it. This is a dream come true for him to be married to his best friend. They're doing some gingerbread building, because you do, and they end up kissing under the mistletoe. Ooh. The next day, he tells her that he got an offer from an agency, a talent agency, but he has to move to Portland. And so she's like, well, you can't do that. And he's like, well, what's keeping me here? And she's like, Huga.
Huga family.
The Huga family. Later, he gives her a gift of pictures of, I don't know, him? Her?
Her.
Her.
Pictures of her.
Pictures of her. And he's like, hey, what if I'm like, what if this, I kind of like this, so maybe we could even make this real? And she's like, well, if it didn't work in college, because we didn't want the same thing, I don't know if anything's changed. And he's like, well, maybe you should figure that out. The Hogue family, dang it, gets in an argument at a party.
Hogan family? I didn't know they were here.
And Hogan knows best. And Jen finds the family, the Hogues, and the Hookas, and they tell her the truth.
Nailed it.
They're separated. They're announcing it in the new year. Max tells Jen that he's going to move to Portland because of the agency, but if she wants him to stay, he will. They go on stage. She ends up telling everybody the truth, that they've been lying the whole time. Max tells her that he knows now that he was kidding himself, that this could ever actually be a real thing. The next day, the store's empty. Social media's turned on her. She's feeling awful. She ends up going live on social media, gives a heartfelt apology. Then Jen goes to her mom's place. They patch things up. They don't have a great relationship, but they're going to try. And the mom tells her that she has to go fight for Max. So she's running through town. She bumps into the Hookas, and they're like, hey, we're going to give this thing a shot, the two of us. We're going to try to fight for our marriage. You are disqualified from this business.
Disqualified?
Disqualified. Disqualified from the contest. Disqualified. But we do still want to do some sort of collab. So, you know, what can you do? So she can't find Max, I guess. I don't know. So she ends up back at her parents, her mom's house, a rental thing. And Max shows up and she apologizes to him. She tells him that she, you know, loves him, gives him more pictures of herself. They kiss. They take a selfie and he posts it with hashtag Xmas, and that, my friends, was
hashtag Xmas. We did it.
We did do it. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll break this movie down here on Deck the Hallmark.
Deck the Hallmark. Man, I'm sorry.
If you like your skylight frame, clap your hands.
Yeah, I heard the claps all across the country because how could you not love the Skylight Frame? I know I do. I've been telling you about it for a while now. I've been giving it to everybody that I possibly can because it really is the perfect gift. It's a photo frame that can update from wherever and whenever with pictures that you took this very day. Did you just take a picture of something that you thought was cool? Send it to the Skylight Frame. It's the perfect gift for anybody that you can think of. I've given one to my mom and she absolutely loves it. And I think that you will love it too. And if you don't, there's a 100% satisfaction guaranteed. So if for some reason you don't like the Skylight Frame, they'll offer you a full refund. You can preload it with photos and special memories to make that gift really pop when you give it to them this holiday season. And I have a special offer for you. You can get $15 off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com and enter the code Hallmark. That's right. That's $15 off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com and enter the code Hallmark. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com promo code Hallmark. Nashville returns to the north with what's his name? All right, guys, welcome back to Deck the Hallmark. We're gonna scratch that clip.
Scratch that last one.
Nashville returns to the north. I am intrigued by it, but
this is Running. The same guy that did Running.
Yes.
On Running.
Yes.
Clark Gable. What was his name?
Let's start with the hot take, and let's start with you, Brian. Brian, what do you think about hashtag Xmas?
Hashtag Xmas. I was not particularly excited about this one because the whole like social media angle and jamming it into a movie did not intrigue me at all. But I really like this movie. I think they did a good job. The social media stuff was fine. Whatever it was, it's real life. Like that's how stuff works. So I don't think they overdid it. It didn't feel like. I don't know, like they were explaining what they were doing as they were doing it. It was just part of the movie, so it didn't distract or take away for me. It reminded me, I like the whole family coming together for a common purpose like they did in Five Star Christmas. So I think this whole thing works
for me. Gotta love when a family unites for a lie.
For a lie. They come together over the lie. And it's for a good reason. They're helping the store. People are getting closer and whatnot and all that. So actually, I like that part of it, and I think they did a really good job. The acting was really good. The mom, especially, I thought was really funny, and funny feels are, like, the thing that get me the most. So I laughed a few times out loud.
Funny feels are the thing that get me the most.
That's what out Ryan of any said. Feels.
Yeah. So true about you.
There were things that I laughed more than I should. I made myself laugh at something while I was trying to take a drink, funny, and I spit it all over myself. And so I had a good time with this movie, and so, yeah, I like this one. I did like it.
I like this one fine. I remember the synopsis of it and I went into it, I think with higher expectations and I don't really know why, cause I don't know her and I like Brandt fine, but it's not like I'm always dying for Brandt movies. So I don't know. I think it was just fine for me. Some of it didn't necessarily connect. I did appreciate like the messaging of like, let's actually just try to be real on social media. I appreciated that because I think social media is the worst. And aside from NBA Twitter, I try to stay off of it. Because NBA Twitter is great. I thought it was fine. I don't know. It didn't quite all happen for me. So it's just kind of going to be middle for me. I would watch it again if it was on, but I probably won't seek this one out again. And sorry, Dan.
Can you talk more about NBA Twitter? I want to hear more about what you have to say.
It's a lot of fun.
So this is the movie where Hallmark's like, let's just make sure everyone knows that we understand social media. Like, new Hallmark, new us, we understand the things and the comments and the hashtags and the memes and things. Yeah, it's really well written, and it has some sharp dialogue to it, but it feels like there's something between us and the movie. I don't know what it is. Like, it's almost like the movie is taking place once removed. I don't know if that makes any sense, but none of it quite hits the way I don't think it should. Like, I didn't care that much about any of it. The dialogue is great. Claire Bowen, I really enjoyed Claire Bowen. Brant Daugherty is always solid. It had some moments that did make me laugh, but all of it felt like, you know, almost like we were watching a movie that they were just kind of making until they got the real movie made. I don't know how else to describe that. Like, it all doesn't quite gel to me. It all doesn't quite work, and it feels like it's almost too easy. Claire Bowen and Brant Daugherty, like, feel as though they're together in the beginning of this movie, and I guess
that's... Daughtry.
It's not Daughtry. It never all quite clicked in. But kudos for the effort, and the zippy dialogue is always fun, and the different spin on a Hallmark heroine is always great. So not necessarily my favorite thing in the world, and I would never watch it again, but it will crack my top 10. Like, it'll probably end up 6, 7, 8-ish would be my guess right now, as we're sitting right now.
I agree with you, although it won't end up as high on me. I think there was something about it that just, it felt, I still felt like I wasn't fully invested.
Yeah, it was like I was watching it through another, some other lens. Like, I just was like, maybe it didn't lean hard enough into one or the other. Like, maybe it kind of had to have both, and Hallmark tends to want to shoehorn a romance in, and this movie could have been really funny, and it did make me laugh a few times, or it could have been more about these two, you know, two friends that really should be together, and so I don't know. It didn't all quite work.
Yeah. Let's talk about feels. Brian, any feels for you?
Yeah, the scene that stuck out to me and drew me in the most. Actually,
funny feels draw him in the most.
Ironically, it wasn't a funny. Well, there was a funny.
That's interesting. Because you
just specifically said the feels that work for you the most are the funny feels.
The thing that stands out the most was that scene where they walk into the rental house and there are those zebra print chairs, and the mom's wearing the zebra print shirt, and Claire's character goes, Who picked these out? And they slowly zoom over to pan over to the mom wearing.
And she was like, we just had to get what we could find. Yeah. That was funny. That was legitimately funny.
That's great. That does work for me best. But just below that was that scene on the bed where they were having the conversation. Mm-hmm. Sort of the serious feels there. I feel like Claire's character did like a really good job explaining why she doesn't want to be in a relationship. The rift between the mother. It just felt like they took time to like let that happen. It didn't feel rushed. It didn't feel like it felt natural. So that was good.
That scene was going to be mine, but partly because of the conversation, but also because I actually really love. I've never seen that shot in a Hallmark movie of two people. Not the fact that they were laying on a bed, but even just laying down. Over top. Yeah. It's pretty much a consistent shot. I don't think they did many cuts from it. Maybe a couple of close-ups, but like, I really like that shot. It's something that I don't feel like we've seen much in a Hallmark movie, a conversation of two people laying down. And so I thought it was cool. Damn.
Yeah. The animal print scene was really funny. Yeah. Like, when she comes in wearing the animal print shirt, like, where'd you get these? She's like, I don't know what you're talking about. That was funny. I laughed that. That was what I got.
You laughed that.
I laughed.
I laughed that.
I don't know what to tell you.
What was it that Panda said that one time?
Duchess's royal cat.
So true. Duchess is royal cat. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and we'll see what we got going on the other side of the break. Am I right, boys?
Yeah.
Here at Deck the Hallmark on WART.
Cats the Art House.
Quinceañera.
Welcome back to the Art House Dog. We're talking about, it's WART, the Art House Dog.
I was told to yell cats out of the bag. That's what Tracy told me to say.
I was way off.
And you said quinceañera.
Quinceañera. Yeah.
Yep. The Art House Dog.
The Art House Dog.
It is the Art House Comma Dog.
Or Clarence O'Reilly, or whatever his name is.
Don't bring it up, because Tracy's going to cue the clip. It's going to be a whole thing.
You know his name. That's impossible.
It's a clip. I don't need to know his name, Dan. It's a clip. Gosh, we got all those clips from
eBay. It was Carlisle Graves.
Graves.
I'm just letting you know. That's from the comments.
Carlisle Graves does a deep dive into Full House.
Yeah, the thing you might not know about Full House.
What is it?
Is that not only is the main house full, there's basement and attic people, too.
Who are they?
Jeff. His name's Jeff, but he likes to go by Jeff.
Jeff?
Yeah.
Jeff. Carlisle Graves does a deep dive into the TV show and says Full House. Let's get to the what's. Brian, what are you waiting and what are you wanting?
So it's early on. They show the sister's baby is in the store with them. And I think she alludes to the fact that maybe he's sleeping. and the door has a bell on it. So every time a customer comes in, the bell rings. And so I was just shocked that she would expect to have her baby at the store all day with her and taking naps throughout the day when people are coming in and out. And that just, I didn't think that's a good way for the baby to get some consistent sleep.
You're worried about the baby's sleep.
A little bit.
Yeah.
It's not a good,
not a good way
to do it. It's all about consistency.
When the mom saw on social media that her daughter was married and had a baby, she just flew home without a call.
Yeah, that's anything. The big one. Like, nobody texted anybody there. Nobody. Texts don't exist.
No. Social media, I mean, they're fluent.
Social media doesn't exist.
and the last one I had was with the photo agency that wanted him to move to Portland. Like, why? Like, that seemed just so ridiculous just to
awful.
Me. Like, because you have to be there to photograph things. You have to be near the agency. Or maybe Portland's not even near the agency, and they just want him in Portland to have somebody on site.
So we do know that Portland's not that far because he does go to Portland for a day trip to do a shoot at the beginning of the movie. So I don't know. Maybe there's just a lot of work in Portland.
A lot of work in Portland.
Not
for
enough
photographers.
We're not going to be able to get you a lot of work in whatever town you're in, but we can get you a lot of work in Portland.
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't buy it. I have a few things. One is this.
You do? You have a few?
I have a few. I actually have a couple things. Guys, I love pizza.
Dude, we all do.
More than most people.
Yeah.
We love pizza. I think we're going to have pizza for lunch today.
That sounds great.
I can't think, and I've been wrapping my mind, I can't think of a worse drink to drink with pizza than some sort of orange juice concoction.
That's a terrible weight. What?
Can you think? Hold on though. Can you think, wrap your head. Is there a worse beverage to drink with pizza?
Brand, there's probably plenty. What a stupid weight. What?
Nails?
It's not a drink. Guys, a little backstory here.
Brand didn't have a weight.
I didn't have any weight. We gave him that one,
and now we're making fun of him for it.
We all had it.
Nobody drinks orange juice with pizza. Come on. You don't even throw cranberries in there. You weren't making a mimosa. Disgusting. That was all OJ.
Nobody said.
No.
Sounded like you did.
Nope.
Guys, do we have to try orange juice with our pizza today?
No, I will not.
I refuse. I'm going home if that happens. Last one is this.
Grant Daughtry.
I know. Guys, she goes up on stage. She tells the truth. She does this whole thing. And our guy from the Hooga family, Mr. Hooga, comes up and says, "So is this some elaborate stunt?"
Do we?
Yeah, bud.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
He basically came up and he said, "So are you've been lying the whole?" Yes, that's what she said.
What are you trying to win this contest or something?
Wait, so have you been trying to win this contest with a lie the whole time?
On a charade for us?
Wait, is this right some sort of elaborate stunt?
It's just a unbelievable. Joke.
Yes, it's exactly what it is, Mr. Hooga. Dan?
The Hooga family, as we're now calling them affectionately, has some serious marital strife, and the dude always wants to talk about it with her. He's always like, "Hey," but he never says it. He's like, "Never can we talk." It's always like, "You want to eat some dinner? You want to blah, blah, blah?" And he refuses to do it. And then he decides, after the whole movie long of not wanting to have that conversation, that they're on camera and about to walk into the house to shoot something. Yeah. That's when he finally pulls the trigger on that conversation. Mm-hmm. He's like, "You want to have some pasta? You want to talk? You want to go home? You want to blah, blah, blah?" And then they're about to actually do their actual job. And he goes, "Hey, like, what's going on here? Like, can we just, like, talk about us for a little bit?" Bro, that's about as bad a timing as you could think of. Yep. I couldn't help but think all movie, like, why doesn't she just do this without the husband?
She probably will. Well, no, they're getting together, but she would. Like, she should have, yeah.
If your whole point is that the Hooga family just wants to show a perfect life, and your thing is his life's not perfect, why did you need the husband and baby in this whole thing to begin with? Like, you could have easily, the lie doesn't do anything for you. It doesn't help you. If your whole bit is that things aren't perfect, then just make it not perfect. Like, the lie just seems completely unnecessary across the board, right?
It was, maybe that's what it was.
I think that's what it is for me.
It's just the fact that I didn't understand what it did to help.
Yeah.
Her. Yeah. Except none. The sister said, like, or she was talking to her sister, and she's like, it's all perfect families and all that. They want to see the perfect family, okay. Somebody who's got it all together. And she's like,
right.
I don't
have but if she's going to do the opposite right. of the perfect Go family, anyways, yeah. why not just lean into that just and be like, I don't need it. A. I like,
exactly.
Yeah.
That's the whole bit.
Yeah.
She's genuine.
She is genuine.
She's genuine?
Not the genuine.
Dadgummit. I thought he was here. Stars.
No.
I thought he was here.
That would have been great. We've got a Rig and Trace to a version of Pony. We aren't gonna play that now.
No,
but no, it would be not TVPG. But no. We could play it. Some
who
other
are we trying to impress?
Bramblefest. We'll just save it. No promises on that ever happening. By the way,
pull that clip.
Somebody. Does anyone ever check their phone less than our leading lady? I mean, every time she turns around, she's asleep or something, and has thousands of messages from her sister, like not from people she doesn't know. Her sister's called her 10 times. She doesn't know she's in the top 10 or whatever. If she doesn't, if her sister doesn't come in and go, hey, go on the Instagram live, I'm pretty sure she doesn't get that spot.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
But it was weird that you wouldn't get a heads up on that.
Yeah.
She never checks her phone for any reason at all. And then lastly, Brant Daugherty's whole thing is he's a photographer and he has 50,000 followers now. No one has noticed that in his entire Instagram page or Hubgram, there's not a single mention of his wife or kid ever, ever.
Yeah.
That's a kind of a big deal. That's all I got.
Well, what do you think about maybe what the Hallmark, where we do things and say stuff about questions we're still wondering about? Yeah. Anybody ready for this? Brian?
Yeah. So I
how do I not get a bad review? That I deserve bad reviews. Guys, lay into me. Come on.
Yeah.
Like, what's
I get them from time to time.
Yeah.
That's fair.
As someone who's received some bad criticism online, you don't want this.
I get bad criticism. Not, and by I mean the show gets bad criticism for like Trace, which.
Right. Yes. Not you.
Right.
Not me. I don't think that. I've gotten a bad review.
Rig doesn't get many bad reviews, weirdly enough.
Yeah.
Trace does. Rig doesn't.
Trace does. And the bits. And I feel like I am a bit ringleader from time to time.
I saw them live. They're fantastic.
Phenomenal.
Bit ringleader. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Brian?
Yep. So I was under the impression that when he gave her the photograph book, the picture book of herself,
mm-hmm.
I said, that's a bad gift. But then at the end of the movie, she gives him a gift, which is pictures of him. And so I'm wondering, is that actually a good gift? Should I be giving pictures of
it's a bad gift.
Them people, give them book pictures of themselves as gifts? It seems like maybe it's a nice gift.
Hey, is Lisa it? In the chat. Said, and this is good, I just read this on the screen here, she said, is it the thing about the elaborate stunt when the Huga family goes up there is, he's asking if the confession was an elaborate stunt.
Which
I never thought of.
Oh,
that's really smart.
Yeah, that is smart.
That's right. I think that's what that says.
I don't know why she would do
Didn't
that.
Didn't he mean yeah, that her fair confession
enough.
Was...
Yeah, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
I mean, mine
I
as
guess
well.
That works.
Mine is this. After the confession...
Oh, this is big.
The store is empty. She goes in and her sister's like, have you seen all the comments? And she's like, no, I'm trying not to be on social media. And her sister says... And I wanna,
you
I
don't
wanna,
even want
to
see.
Make sure, I want to make sure that I get this right. You don't want to see... what they've done to the memes.
The memes!
And I'm here to let you know that we are all dying to see what they've done with the memes.
Show me what they did with the memes.
What could they have done with the memes to make it worse than a meme?
Yeah.
Can you double down on meme? Are they printing all the memes out and making them into a bonfire? What are they doing with the memes?
Please tell me what they're doing.
You don't want to see what they've done with the memes, and I'm here to argue... We do 100%. Want to see what they've done with the memes.
Yes.
Dan?
Yeah, Brian, you hit on it earlier in the old wait, what? The job agency in Portland. Mm-hmm. Is that the only job agency for photographers? And why in Portland? And why does he have to take pictures there? It seemed just like a nameless, faceless hurdle that was just useless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen what they've done with the memes, though, in Portland?
Dude, I haven't, but I can't
Portland
wait.
Goes to town on the memes.
They go hard on the memes.
Yeah. Hard. Let's be done.
Okay.
Please.
What a day it's been.
What a day.
You got a whole other episode you can listen to today if you want to. That's out now as well.
Tomorrow we may be on Good Morning America in the morning.
And we may be live streaming a parade. 6 p.m. Eastern, I believe, is when that will be starting. So check it out. The Funk Soul Brother. Is that the words?
Check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother.
Yeah, is that
right
the word?
Right about now.
Yeah.
The Funk Soul Brother.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with another one. Until then, maybe the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas!
Deck the Hallmark is the That Sounds Fun podcast. It's produced by Tracy Noah's name. It's recorded live in, yeah, that Greenville, South Carolina. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.